Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-thru locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You're tuned into Juno Afternoon? I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Beth Weigel. She's the director of the Juno Douglas City Museum. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Shelley.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I think we've got you here.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, I'm going to pause for a moment and go to some music while we sort this out again.
This is Bird Note. During this season, a small diving duck returns from the boreal forests of the north to winter in our waters. It's called the bufflehead. This bird comes with many nicknames, such as little black and white duck, bumblebee duck, buffalo-headed duck, butterball, and spirit duck. Taken together, these names well describe the bufflehead. The name little black and white duck highlights the bird's striking plumage. Its black head, which shimmers with iridescent green and purple, sports a large patch of pure white. Bumblebee duck implies that this is the smallest diving duck in North America, and its nickname further suggests its fast, buzzy flight. The common name bufflehead is a corruption of the bird's original name, buffalo head, a reference to the disproportionately large domed head of the male. Hunters use the name butterball to describe how fat the bird can be when prepared for eating. Finally, spirit duck came from the bufflehead's apparently supernatural ability to dive to safety as soon as it saw the flash of the old muzzle loaders. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. If you ever miss a Bird Note, you can always get the latest episode. Just tell your smart speaker, play the podcast Bird Note. Learn more on our website, birdnote.org.
Catholic Community Service is happy to partner with the City and Borough of Juneau to administer the COVID-19 Housing Assistance Grant Program to help households who've been financially impacted by COVID. To be eligible, you must be a Juneau resident, have housing or utility expenses, meet the income limit, and be able to describe how you were financially impacted by COVID-19. Applications will be accepted starting on October 27th. To learn more, go to ccsak.org/cbjgrant or call 463-6100, option 1.
This message sponsored by the City and Borough of Juneau.
You're tuned into Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and Beth Weigel's on the phone with me. We're going to try this again. Hi, Beth. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I think so. Okay.
Well, we'll go with it, I guess.
I think we're live. I think we're doing okay. All right. So you're here to give us a quick update on what's going on with the City Museum for the month of November. And one of the things you want to talk about is how to connect with the museum during the current closures. So what is the status of the museum right now?
Right. So we did close down again to visitors, and we've been able to kind of work around that a little bit in that we can still have people come and visit us in person if they make an appointment. That would be, you know, maybe an individual person or a small social bubble. So you can give us a call and we could make an appointment for you to come in to view the exhibits that way. And we also are trying something a little bit new. We're going to introduce Shelby, the robot. And Shelby is a special robot on loan to us from the Juno School District. It's an iPad double robotics robot. Which basically means it's an iPad on a rolling device. And we have another one that's also on loan to us through the University of Alaska Southeast's College of Education from Dr. Virgil Friedenberg, who's the professor of mathematics education. So we have two different robots. And what happens when you give us a call and coordinate to view the museum by robot is that you'll get an invitation, and then as long as you have arrows on your computer, we also have ways of doing it with letters that designate for the arrows, then you would be driving this robot around the museum, and we would have probably a docent or someone going along to kind of help interpret some of the exhibits. We've been trialing it with some of the Judo School District students as they log on and practice working with the robot. So it's a nice partnership for us during this period of time while we're closed. And so I think it's a unique experience. It might not give you the fullest experience as you would get here in person, but it's something fun to try while everybody's learning from home and doing that sort of stuff.
Beth, that is fascinating. Shelby the robot.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How incredible. I can I feel like I may have seen something like this on TV, but never in real life. And it's up and running now, you say?
That's right. Uh-huh. So you can call us at 586-3572 and talk to our program coordinator, our curator of public programs, Alyssa Borges, and she can get you all lined out for an appointment either in person, like I said, or by robot.
Absolutely genius. I am very impressed with that COVID accommodation.
Right. Well, we certainly are very thankful to the Juneau School District and the University of Alaska Southeast Education College of Education for this opportunity to try it out.
I would love to see a video of the robot in action. I know you guys are very active on your Facebook page. And you post a lot of information there. So I'm just putting in that request.
Okay. Well, we you're right. We have been curating some videos and things like curator chats and whatnot. I think people can also anticipate seeing another one of those come out pretty soon. People might remember from past like comic conventions, we had the opportunity to build a little cranky, which is a moving panorama. So you draw a long strip of something, and then you build a little box around it that you can crank and make that strip move, and you might add music or a poem or something. So we're putting together some kits and a video on how to do all that, and we'll be releasing that real soon. And we're also working on some other ways to curate your curiosity during this period of time. Of course, the holidays are coming up, and so we've put together what we're calling a subscription box, even though we don't really probably work quite like a subscription, but we've basically curated some of our really interesting items from our museum store together into two different boxes right now. We have an art history box that includes things like art prints and art cards and art supplies and things like that. And then we also have a mining history box. It's got some interesting gold panning materials, again, a book, access to a DVD or the video online. And so just some interesting things that helps to curate your curiosity. You can visit our website and find a link that will take you to our Friends of the Juneau Douglas City Museum website, where we're doing an online store through there to bring this interesting, unique gift opportunity to you as well.
Really brilliant stuff. Go ahead.
Oh, and I was just going to say, and speaking of our Friends of the Juneau Douglas City Museum, we've got the annual meeting for our members coming up here very soon on November 18th from 5:30 to 6:30. You should, if you're a current member, get a postcard in the mail. But if you are still thinking, I forgot to renew this year because of all the craziness going on, there's still time to renew on the Friends website. And you can join us. We're going to do it, of course, by Zoom webinar. And we'll have, you know, a short 30-minute annual meeting at 5:30 to 6. And then from 6 to 6:30, our curator of collections, Nico Sanguinetti, will give a presentation, which will unveil a new collection of art that has been placed on loan to us. People might be familiar with the Morris Communications group who used to run the Juneau Empire, and Mr. Morris was quite the collector of art while he worked out of Juneau. And so that collection of art, which will be all in all about 200 plus Pieces of artwork will be on loan to the Juno Douglas City Museum. Obviously, we can't exhibit all of that, but we will be doing a little sneak peek and look behind the veil there a little bit as the second half hour of our friends' annual meeting. So that'll be from 6 to 6:30. And this is just an amazing collection of art, as you can imagine, if you've ever been out to the Juno Empire building when it was the Juno Empire, owned by Bill Morris and the Morris Communications Group. He was quite the collector of some very important local artists, as well as what we call the Alaskan Masters. So there's several by Bill Ray, Ray Munoz, Alice Tristig, Skip Wallen, Dan DeRue, Francis Carolyn Davis might be some local artists you might recognize. Some of those Alaskan Masters include Sidney Lawrence, Fred McIntens, Jules Dolliger, Barbara Lavallee, Eustace Ziegler, Kes Woodward. He's a little more modern, but Byron Birdsall. Also just an amazing collection of paintings and sculpture and masks and a variety of things that over the years, we have it as a long-term loan. We'll be able to exhibit on different occasions, but we're very excited for this opportunity.
Beth, thank you so much for sharing all that and for speaking with me today. Where's the best place to get the most current information about the City Museum?
On our website at juno.org/museum. And we are still continuing with our exhibit, Echoes of War, Unanga Internment During World War II. So if you decide to visit us in person by appointment or by robot, that is still on exhibit, as well as our other rooms will be available too.
Thanks so much for speaking with me today, Beth, and lots of luck with everything you've got going on. I look forward to seeing Shelby the Robot in action, hopefully.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Shelley.
Take care.